Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think if he was more available and more open and we knew what was on his mind, he wouldn't get nearly the heat and the criticism that he does. I don't think his job has ever been in jeopardy to this point, and I don't know that it's in jeopardy at this point. I really don't think it is, based on what I'm hearing from my sources.
Wow.
Now, whether there are changes and lateral moves or whatever it may be, that I don't know. But I don't think there's a serious want in Hallis Hall right now to move on from Ryan Pace.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was Hub Arkish yesterday, and both of us had literal raised eyebrows as we were listening to that in real time.
Because Ryan Pace being safe in all of this after what you've seen on the field for many years is a bizarre idea that apparently isn't so bizarre inside the very insular walls of Hallis Hall.
It's just hard to fire someone who doesn't really exist. Mike Florio talked about it a little bit, I thought, it was last week when he was talking about the idea of people finding special projects, that people in an organization who will, when something isn't going exactly, they'll find other things to do and they'll play that little internal political shell game. And if, in fact, Ryan Pace has succeeded in not existing, this is collaboration. This is diffusion of responsibility. And if, in fact, he's nebulized himself enough to be this sort of amorphous cloud that can't be fired because you don't know exactly for what he's responsible, it's really an amazing achievement of professional sorcery. And he may have pulled it off.
A, your job is to exist. And when you don't do part of your job, that's a problem. B, he's responsible for the money the team spends on the players, the millions of dollars every year.
I know that and you know that, but it may just be that he's successfully convinced his bosses, who frankly don't care if they win 7 games, 8 games, 9 games, or 6 games, because it doesn't really matter.
They must not, because do you know how much money is on the dead cap money totals for next year after what happened with the Jimmy Graham deal? You want to talk about actually overpaying people? It's not happening in baseball. It's happening in deals like that.
You overpay them after they've left.
$12.77 million in dead cap next season because of cuts and void years. This is a man who grossly mismanages a salary cap. Yes, he does okay in late rounds where your players shouldn't matter to the team as much because the expectation is lower. But when it comes to important rounds like the first and the second, how are we talking about his job security right now?
So let's bring this back to the meme of the day, which has been the propagation of these fire Nagy chants, whether it's been in Champaign or at hockey games or anywhere else. And I like these thoughts here. I'll just present this. You can agree or disagree, but these are the thoughts of Stonecutter, and he sent these in early yesterday, and I saved it because I knew we'd be getting back to this today. And I understand this point. He said, I try very hard to avoid engaging in McCaskeyology, partially because they're extremely weird, and I think it's folly to try and determine their motivations. And partially because doing so seldom leads to fun places. I will amen to that. Said, I also try to avoid falling into too clever by half logic. I know this is on the precipice, but I can't shake the feeling that the Fire Nagy meme is going to make it much easier for the Bears to keep Ryan Pace. Maybe the McCaskies don't care. Check mark. But they're going to keep Pace no matter what. And if the fan base is whipped into a frenzy, I can see a scenario where Pontius McCaskey, already prone to succumbing to the inertia of the status quo, sees Fire Nagy and thinks that he can do exactly that and nothing else, and the masses will be placated. Be careful what you wish really hard for. You might not get anything else. That is a look over here, look over here, look over here, classic sacrificial lamb, when much of what actually ails this team would simply be put in a position of more power and further behind the curtain.
Yeah. It's also just what happens like in college football, which is what I said yesterday. The stalwarts who have been there for years and years and years and you think are untouchable and have all the power and control always fire their top lieutenant first.
Fire the hitting coach. Yeah, fire the hitting coach.
Yeah, the top lieutenant always goes first. And this is no different, except in this scenario, we illustrate a picture where that head person is not embattled.
And it raises the second question. If, in fact, if we presume the quote-unquote worst, if we presume that their plan involves making Ryan Pace something else and maybe hiring a general man, who hires the next coach?
Yeah, okay, cool. But what has he done to earn, A, his job still, and B, being promoted?
The answer is it doesn't matter.
And there's a lot of people out there, myself included, who question the validity of Mitch Trubisky in the NFL because of what we've seen out of Matt Nagy since. But that's exactly what I would do if I were Ryan Pace. I'd be like, oh, wait, I'm in year six here, going on seven, as Hub pointed out. I've had how many quarterbacks? Five. Don't worry about the terrible first-round drafts I've had or all the capable assistants who are part of a coaching tree now, which is one of the most formidable in the NFL, and they're all on winning teams. And by the way, the GM who could have been this team's head, who's in the building, walked next door to Indiana and is now the GM of the Colts, and he's very capable. And I hired this guy to fix my quarterback mistake that I made because I got rooked by a rook. We're going to go here again?
We may.
And somehow this fools people. Or are they just, they just don't want to hire somebody else because they know they're bad at it?
Layla, to that point, I just want to expand upon it too, because you mentioned mentioned George McCaskey and the way, here's the thing. After they were eliminated from the postseason last year, they had that end of season presser and Ted Phillips and George McCaskey both spoke.
Where they're real happy about Darnell Mooney panning out.
This is what George McCaskey said, and just listen to the buzzword that stuck in my craw since.
And we also understand that, as both Ted and I referenced in our opening remarks, that it's quick to say what is needed here is a major overhaul. And sometimes that's the right answer, and other times it isn't. And we think the right answer at this time is continuity.
Remember that press conference. We know this is the essence of the Bears.
Continuity is not good when it's bad continuity and a bad product.
Remember who we're talking about.
Our product consistently sucks.
Do you remember that press conference? And this was 2012? I get them all mixed up. I get all their crappy press conferences mixed up. I think it was 2012. It was already 9 years ago. We know we need massive change. We believe in continuity.
I read that text and thought that texter was crazy. Little did I realize it was a quote.
It was that was the Orwellian doublespeak Bears press conference that should be wood-burned and hung over the mantelpiece for every one of these discussions. That is what they are, who they are, and what they do, which is another way of saying blah, blah, blah. We'll throw you a little something to make you happy in the moment, but No matter how many games we win, it doesn't really change anything, affect anything, regardless of any lip service. That's what matters here. Whether they win 6 games, 7 games, 8 games, 9 games does not matter as much as they say it does. Even if they think it matters to them, their actions betray them.
It just lets you know what their values are. If this is really true, and we haven't even gotten to what Brad Biggs said about it yet, Because if there's, it's always good to interpret, as I like to say, and still from obvious places, scripture was scripture. But listen to what Brad Biggs had to say about it.
There's been rumors of Pace potentially getting some type of promotion at Halas Hall for almost 12 months. So that's not new. Is there anything to it? You know, I don't know. Has it risen to the level of there even being some smoke yet? I'm not sure about that. You know, you talk about the guy has had one winning season to this point. Certainly looks like they're not going to be above 500 this year, and they haven't won a playoff game. How could they give him a bigger role? Well, what's a bigger role? What would really be part of it? You know, I mean, there's a ton of unknowns there. You have to, I think, prepare yourself for the unexpected at times when you're looking at the Bears and what they want to do. So we'll have to see. You know, a lot of people around the league are looking at the Bears and wondering what's going to happen. Talk to people with other teams. They're curious. Is it the replacement of a coach, the replacement of a coach and a GM? What's going to happen there? We've got 6 games to go.
What?
Huh?
Promotion. After you lost 6 games in a row? Promotion?
For those comparing it to what happened with the Bulls and John Paxson, stop. Please. Please stop.
John Paxson won stuff.
John Paxson also actually did fall on his metaphorical sword. And did get out of the way. If you look at what actually happened and what ownership did and what they did with him saying, here's what you need to do in the best interest of the franchise. I know it sounds corny to hear about somebody saying that I really care about what happens with the Bulls and what they've said about how their time was up and things got stale. He actually did. This is not that.
This is a guy trying to save himself.
This is a snow job. And lately, for the past couple of days, my timeline has had multiple Rasputin references because there's been the Jack Dorsey Twitter abdication because of that weird beard he's got going on. And people are comparing him to the mad monk who's lost his mind and is now going to advise the Tsar and the Tsarina. And
did Jack just want to keep Twitter free for people?
He's an odd bird, man.
Just going to throw that out.
He's a very strange person. But those comparing Ryan Pace in the same way that he's so worked his way into the brain trust that somebody could be snapped out of this trance and say, fire this dumbass. But it's too important. He's now part of the Borg.
Yeah, all of that would be great if you didn't have a product every day where you compare yourself to somebody else. And then you show that you aren't as good as that other competitor.
Matter.
I guess if you're consulting all of your competitors, then yeah, they'd be like, yes, please keep Ryan Pace. I would do the same thing.
Can I make a comparison that most people would have actually heard of before? Essentially that Ryan Pace is Jafar with the scepter on the Sultan in Aladdin.
Jafar won, though.
Yeah, but that's also...
Jafar won at times.
That's based in large part on Rasputin. That particular character, yes.
But Jafar was successful
for a while. I mean,
yeah,
if you're
that's
playing
what
the
made
long
the movie.
Game, yeah, right. Because he was actually decent enough at being. He was out for himself, but you're right. He was good at it.
The reason Ryan Pace got Executive of the Year was because he traded for Khalil Mack based on John Gruden's ego and the fact that everybody knew that him trading away first round picks was not the end of anybody's world.
And the point was that when the
he
move
recognized
was made,
his weakness and everybody rewarded him for that.
But when he came on these airwaves and said, I'm all in, what does all in mean? It meant to win the Super Bowl. They haven't won a playoff game. Hold him to what he said. All in on Mitchell Trubisky, all in on all this and all that. And all that, and they're going to pay for it next year, the year after that. They haven't won a playoff game.
You're still going to be paying Jimmy Graham next year.
There's no consequence for that. That's the thing. There's no consequence for being wrong on everything you did.
Well, and also, it's just really inconsistent out of the Bears brass. Like, you talk all about culture and how close everybody is and how you see people as a cohesive unit and collaboration. And somehow Ryan Pace just gets to hand off responsibility and everybody else has to wear it? No. We are not doing this. We are in the talent acquisition business in the NFL. You have not been as good as everybody else when it comes to acquiring talent. We look for bright spots. The bright spots are not necessarily what you should be judged on because you have so many other bad marks.
When we come back, we're going to talk to one of the most important people in sports in the last week, and that was the scientist who discovered that MLB was lying to you about a lot of what you saw last year. Dr. Meredith Wills joins us next on The Score.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Asking for a piece of metal back.
Ah, yes, that piece of metal. When you're Rob Manfred, it doesn't matter anymore. You don't have to like baseball. You don't have to like the World Series. You don't have to be a fan of the game as long as you are making sure that enough teams that you purportedly oversee don't have to try.
But they sent a letter to the fans.
Aw, yeah, isn't that adorable? Well,
what's happening again? The Great Resignation? Haven't heard of it.
Baseball got caught with a hand in the proverbial cookie jar, and they were caught in large part by our next guest, Dr. Meredith Wills, who returns to the Bernstein and Rahimi show. She can be found on Twitter at @BBL_astrophysics with no I. She's a data scientist and a PhD in astrophysics and is with us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dr. Wills, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good.
Good morning.
I just immediately, when that story came out, I flashed back to our conversation that you had with us on the air saying, I want to see as many baseballs as I possibly can. Please send them to me. You were already suspecting there were two different balls being used, and boy, were you proven correct.
When did we talk? Remind me.
I think it was right when the season began.
Okay, because there were two during spring training.
Yes.
And mostly I was waiting to see what happened because they were going to use leftovers. But the leftovers that they said they were, or let me phrase that, the leftovers that they led teams to believe they were going to use were not what actually happened. It was not just the new baseball. They did use a lot of leftovers, but they also not only had both kinds of balls for 2020, for 2021, as in like they manufactured them, but they'd already manufactured most of those before they even told teams, by the way, there's a new ball, and by the way, you're going to get these new balls for 2021, and led teams to believe that, yeah, that was the ball for 2021. There was never any hint that there were going to be two baseballs, and certainly nothing about them having continued to manufacture two baseballs for 2021.
Why Bradford William Davis? Why Business Insider? How did this happen? How did this story happen the way it happened?
Bradford has actually back in, was it, I guess it must have been maybe February. Oh, earlier this year, he had written something about He's written about my baseball work before when he was with the New York Daily News. So he and I have known each other for a while. And the reason for something like Insider is that I've written a number of articles on this myself for The Athletic. The most recent study before this, Stephanie Apstein actually wrote for Sports Illustrated. But we're now at a point where, as a scientist, it gets hard for me to put out something that's really going to mean something to the sports public. So some of it is just making sure that these are starting to feel like investigative journalism driven by science. And as a scientist, I'm not an investigative journalist. That's not my job. I don't do interviews. I don't do anonymous sources ever. As a scientist, everything has to be verifiable and reproducible. Anonymous just does not happen. So that's where working with someone like Bradford becomes very important. And a publication like Insider makes a difference because, you know, MLB has an impact. You know, if you are writing for a sports publication, you have to keep in mind that, you know, they're MLB. On the other hand, if you're writing for a non-sports publication, there's more latitude, and you can address topics differently. I'm sure that's partly why he was able to speak to people that he might not have otherwise. There's something to be said for, you know, hitting a larger audience too. You know, I would say that this has much broader implications than just baseball. You know, there's a lot, because MLB thinks of itself more as a corporation a lot of times than as a sports league. So their, you know, Business Insider isn't the bad place for it.
Well, it certainly turned a lot of heads, especially given the timing. Lockout coming today. I looked it up. I thought it was when the season began, but it wasn't. It was in June. It was about 6 months ago. It was June 11th.
All right. So I did already know that there were two kinds of baseball.
Yes. Forgive me for that. I lose track of time. It's all right.
It's all right. I wasn't sure. That's all. But that might be why I had made it. I had to be careful in interviews over the summer. You can understand that.
Oh, of course. You know? Well, and I mean, you know, that's why we wanted to talk to you. And one of the things you also pointed out, which I think is a part of maybe a side effect, I don't think you know, it was the main point, but a quote where you said to us, you weren't surprised to hear that the 2021 baseball would cause more blisters. And we saw in that
that must have been a while back. Yeah, I think you guys, did you ask me about that?
Yes, because we had someone saying it on our air and talking about the blisters, right. And then we brought it up to you.
Right. I actually have not heard anything about that since. The reason it could have is because the 2020 and 2021 balls, even the new ones, the way that they're finished. Ultimately, it has to do with how they're dried at the end, because the baseball takes a long time to dry. And also the lace thickness was less in 2019. It's now gone back to what it was in 2018. It looks like the blister problem from, say, 2016 to 2018 was related to the thickness of the laces. So having gone back to that previous lace thickness, I can see it having become an issue for some pitchers. Although, frankly, that pales in comparison to everything else. So I can't imagine, you know, pitchers were dealing with sticky stuff, crackdowns. I'm sure blisters were not at the top of their list.
Right. But that's it. You talk about it pales in comparison to everything else. So for people who didn't catch the article, if you had to tell them what the biggest finding was for you and how you got there, what would you say?
MLB made two baseballs intentionally. These were manufacturing changes. They knew both of those baseballs performed differently, and they still used both of them at the same time in season. And they couldn't have not, regardless of their COVID claim. There's what Bradford said in the article, but on top of that, they wouldn't have had enough of that new baseball for all of 2021, even if it had just been, you know, oh yeah, all these old baseballs that we made, it was like more than 2/3 of production. If it's that much, then you're still running into real problems as far as how are you going to supply Major League Baseball with one kind of ball, when even if you were to combine them, you're only going to cover 2/3 of what normal production would be.
And the odds makers hate it right now. Obviously, now that they are partners of major gambling houses, then the questions as to whether or not baseball can manipulate over-unders, can manipulate individual statistics, or as Pete Alonso was alleging, can even suppress individual free agents to be, to make them worth less on the market. The fact that they had different baseballs in play is a long way from intent. And a wise man has always said, never confuse incompetence with evil. And I'm wondering what it would take to then to cross that bridge. What it would take to have somebody, to have a paper trail, have somebody in the MLB office saying, use this baseball here, use this one here, sub this one out, use this one out. That there's, we're a long way away from being able to prove that, right?
Well, the way I do a study, you couldn't do that. You know, I did a, like 169 baseballs are what showed up in the studies for Insider. That's around four times what I've had as the most for any previous season. So for me, that's a lot of baseball. That pales in comparison to 900,000. I mean, there are 2,430 games played in a season. So that's a, you know, that gets... What, even if I got one baseball per game, can you imagine? That'd be nuts. So so I can't demonstrate personally if balls were sent. What I do know is that the two baseballs that were made, they were made, you know, not like at the same time. You'd have like 3-4 months that one kind of ball was made and they'd switch. And you'd have 3-4 months that the other ball was made and then they'd switch back. And they did this a number of times. So it's not even like it was a first half and a second half. It was like first third, second third, last third, twice. It's crazy.
So here's what I'd love to know, Dr. Wills, is, I picture this sort of cinematically. And if you imagine in the movie The Fugitive, when they find the old slides and Dr. Kimball and Jane Lynch's character who's helping him out, they look in the microscope and they see that Devlin McGregor literally switched the samples. They're lying. They're lying about what their drug does. Did you have a moment like that when you started comparing lot numbers? Like in the movie, when we have the montage of you moving the slides underneath the microscopes, you're looking at lot numbers and cross-referencing all of your various spreadsheets. Did you have a moment? Did you pick up the phone? Did you text somebody? When you knew, you said, oh my God, baseball's lying. What was that moment and who did you tell next?
Well, Bradford would have been one of the first people I told, but it probably was before I talked to you guys in June, which is what I mean.
Yeah.
I already knew that they were making those old baseballs as part of 2021 production. I had no idea they were doing a switch back and forth, but even just any old baseball being manufactured for 2021 flies in the face of what everyone had as the takeaway from that memo. You know, what was reported in The Athletic from the leak of the memo, it was they're using this new baseball in 2021. And people took that as they're only using this new baseball in 2021. MLB is now somehow implying that that was never meant to be the case. But if so, then there's a lot that sort of was never corrected with, frankly, people who should have known. I mean, why would they never have corrected it with GMs? You know, it's just, but the, to your point though, about, you know, Pete Alonso's conspiracy, the idea of influencing individual players is going a bit far. What is concerning, it does not look, I guess I should point out, I don't have data one way or the other that can demonstrate if balls were sent to specific venues. However, MLB did make it very clear at the 2019 winter meetings, you know, once it came out that you could identify balls using batch codes, that they were going to start tracking those baseballs all the way to the destination venues. So starting from, you know, whatever point in 2019, so this would have been 2020 season, 2021, they had the capability to track baseballs all the way to the end. You know, that's not the same as that there were things that were being directed, but I would assume that there are, you know, there should be some kind of inventory and shipment records somewhere showing that they were supposed to be keeping track of it. And, you know, they had two baseballs this year. They knew they had two baseballs this year. In retrospect, in that memo, they didn't even deny that they knew they were using two baseballs. They just made it sound like everybody had misunderstood. And because of COVID, which, by the way, also doesn't fit when you look at the manufacturing calendar, that they somehow were forced to use two baseballs. No, sorry. The data don't match that. You can't have the balls being manufactured the way they were and justify that it was COVID related. It's a very strange situation. I mean, I guess where I'm going with that is I don't want to think that it's something they could do, but they've confirmed they have the capability to know where baseballs are going. And people do need to know that that's out there and that MLB said that.
I think it's also important to point out there's a reason they also bought the factory and decided to start making balls themselves, like, and be controlling in that production. So for baseball fans, you've measured the difference. You know what the difference is between the two batches of balls that you mentioned. If there's something you want baseball fans to know about this from your data, what would you tell them?
Well, I mean, one thing that that I did find was that there did not, some people are talking about them using one ball in the first half and one ball in the second. No, they used two balls all year long mixed up. So assume that if you had to assume every single game used two kinds of baseballs, but you didn't know how many of which kind. So that means how the ball behaves becomes a random thing, which means that every stat is now affected. Every record for a player is now an unknown as to their performance. Every evaluation of that player, you know, guys' contracts are getting affected by this stuff. And you can't even predict how it's been affected. And that's actually what's the most concerning thing. Actually, one that does bother me is I have no idea as to the why behind this. As a scientist, you usually can form a hypothesis. And for every other time that I have found a change, even where they knew what the effect of the change would be, for instance, the 2019 ball with the home run, there's reporting in early April saying they knew the ball was going to carry farther, meaning in early April, they knew there were probably going to be more home runs. They didn't mention it except in one New York Post article, but there was at least a reasonable explanation for why that ball would have been different, which had to do with speeding up the drying process because baseballs take a number of days to air dry, and they had just started AAA production as well. So if you're making 50% more baseballs, then yeah, you know, every ball taking, you know, a number of days to dry, maybe speeding that up isn't a bad idea. And if they didn't do it right, at least there was a reason that they did it at all. In this case, the reason for them doing it at all eludes me entirely, which as a scientist is very strange.
Well, and most scientists, usually then that spurs you to whatever you're going to find out next. And all I will tell you is Dr. Meredith Wills, standing invite here for the whatever piques your curiosity to then find out those whys. If you ever want to continue to discuss them, you're always welcome here.
Well, they did talk about, you know, potentially putting a pre-tack baseball. And I managed to get some of the test ones from last year. So there might be something.
Ooh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh, don't tease
us. It's a fluke. It just worked out. But that's if there is an upcoming study, then that would be it. And yes, I'd love to talk about it.
Oh, thank you, Meredith. We appreciate Dr. Meredith Wills. This is great.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Meredith Wills at @BBL_astrophysics, data scientist and PhD, trying to keep baseball honest. The irony being, it may just be gambling that ends up being our salvation here. That may be the reason why they end up having to standardize it or get it somehow right.
I just can't. She's talking and I'm wondering, did Carlos Rodon throw a no-hitter because Carlos Rodon threw a no-hitter, or was it because of the ball?
That is a very fair question, is what that is. When we come back, we have the Midday Midway. oh boy, I got to be very careful with the story. And it is for this story, I did do some research, but it ended up being way more frightening than it was titillating.
That might be all we have time for, because we got dropped so much knowledge on today.
You switch the samples.
I love ball.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and Rahimi. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
We talked about the Marcus Stroman signing. We heard from Rick Hahn explaining why the White Sox aren't doing anything and how that's kind of okay. Wayne Randazzo was awesome, being really truthful about Marcus Stroman, about what he was, about what he wasn't, about some of the off-the-field issues that were there as a member of the Mets. Then we talked Bears and what it may mean, what all of this whole fire Nagy stuff might mean as Ryan Pace just sort of continues to walk backward into the corn and make sure that you forget that he exists.
$12.6 million in dead cap money next year.
And Dr. Meredith Wills told us what she discovered about MLB lying about their use of baseballs. And I think it should be a bigger story than it is, because that is a huge deal. Okay, here. I never quite thought of it this way, but there is a young woman who is apparently very successful. The term porn star is thrown around. I guess this is truly a porn star based on a resume and awards, etc.
Go on.
And her name is Adriana Chechik, and she is speaking out about injuries that she has sustained over the course of her work on the sets of these films. She was on a podcast saying she has suffered damage to her neck, spine, and brainstem as a function of her work. And she compared her craft to that of WWE performers, saying, "I feel like it's just sexier wrestling." She said, "I have a really effed up neck. I have a pinched nerve. My C6 and C7 vertebrae are out of place."
Yikes.
She said, additionally, she has suffered a slipped disc, and her brainstem actually came out of pocket a little bit. She revealed that much like an elite athlete, she takes an ice bath after shooting her scenes in order to help her body recover. She said she had a scene planned that against which her doctor cautioned her. He said, "Can you please wait a year to let your body heal appropriately?" And she said, "No, I have to do it." And he said, "Please treat yourself right." And in the best interest of this segment, I did want to do an appropriate amount scientifically of research on this, because I
took one for the team. Did you?
I did. Let me tell you something.
Phrasing for the win.
Thank you. I try.
Oh my God. Is this what this is now? Like, I really was at a loss for words. Like, my response to, first of all, the total volume of work, her volume of work, like her actual filmography here is almost endless. And my response was like watching a great Earl Campbell run. It's you go, oh, and oh my good, no, ow. And this, it's not really, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
performance art?
I don't know if I got a representative sample, but no. And
so you're
ow.
Saying you're going to watch more?
No, I don't think so. It's just like she's not lying. She is not lying. And I didn't know it was quite. I don't know what her reputation is. I don't know if this is like I'm no prude, and I am very supportive of workers in this industry and of their autonomy, their authority, their independence among consenting adults. And I do believe there should be a greater understanding and more workplace protections. But why? Okay.
Wait, so what, did you see the injuries and you were like, hold on?
No.
How does this happen?
I don't know what I saw.
But how did you get led to all of this?
You just kind of wade into it, and you put the name in there, and then you realize that she's not kidding.
So you read about the injuries first.
Yes, I saw the story. It was a New York Post story about this, and I said, okay, I'll click. It was in our sports prep. It was in what Mitch sends out every morning. It was in our sports prep, this story. So I tapped on it, and then I'm like, whoa, okay.
Phrasing part two.
And, well, my goodness. I'm okay.
Quick question from the Twitch stream.
Yes.
Are there taunting penalties?
There may be penalties of some kind, but what she's doing, I can ice bath and lots of anti-inflammatories, and I hope she's compensated well.
Yeah, that's my question here: is if she's suffering all these injuries, like is she asking the studio to hold off? Like, is she trying to say, hey, like give me some time here? Like, there's a professional aspect to this.
I just don't know what's regulated and how it's regulated and what, but. That is, like that's not so much performance is I mean she's I don't even know what to say it's stuff I didn't even know that is done.
Well, at least she's got a market cornered. I mean, that's important.
I guess. I hope she's well. I hope she takes care of herself. Is it? I mean,
but she's. It sounds like from the article she was trying to tell people. She wants to, but if her doctor's telling her to hold off for a year and she's not allowed to, that's not
correct. Your doctor said stop doing this because your brain stem is dislodged.
That's wild.
Yes, it's wild. That's a good word for this.
I don't know. What just happened here?
Something that's making us late to break again. So I don't know how you transition to Anthony Heron, but we're going to talk NFL football and college football with Anthony Heron right here on The Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.